This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva. About 100 Colorado Republicans gathered in Brighton Saturday to discuss removing State Party Chair Dave Williams. CPR's Benta Berkland reports the rally came after a judge ruled against the group Friday.
The group wasn't allowed to hold a formal meeting or take a planned vote to remove Williams due to a temporary restraining order. The embattled chair had called the proposed vote invalid and filed a lawsuit to stop it. So instead, the group held a rally and collected required signatures to hold a formal meeting in the future to try to oust Williams as chair. Williams has faced criticism for using state party resources, for his failed run for Congress, and for endorsing candidates in Republican primary races. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
An advocacy group for black women in Colorado held a series of conference calls this week supporting Vice President Kamala Harris. Bianca Emerson heads Colorado Black Women for Political Action.
And I think it's a great opportunity for allyship. So everyone's having a call. Everyone is getting their marching orders. And I think this is going to build a huge coalition in support of hopefully the first woman of color and the woman president of the United States.
Emerson says the group provides an opportunity for women of different racial and ethnic backgrounds across the country. And a red flag warning for dry and dangerous fire conditions is in effect this afternoon for much of the western slope and all the way over to Aspen. This is CPR News and KRCC.